Hey, if you're listening to this episode when it first comes out, we are currently having our biggest Kickstarter ever. If you like solo games, or if you think you might like solo games, or you like filthy alcoholic rogues grubbing for coins in dungeons while getting their bits and pieces chewed on by rats, and let's be honest, who doesn't? Look for Marching Order, Curse and Coin on Kickstarter. Or find the link in the show notes.
The
Demogorgon!
We're deep shit.
Will, your action!
I don't know.
Fireball him!
I'd have to roll a 13 or higher.
Too risky. Cast a protection spell.
Don't be a pussy. Fireball him!
Cast protection.
The Demogorgon is tired of your silly human bickering. It stops towards you. Boom!
Stranger Things first aired in 2016, and I was riveted by that first season. I learned a lot about Dungeons and Dragons, but not because they played it in the show. Hi, I'm James, and I've been typing with one hand for about a week now. No, not like that. I fell over and jammed my wrist. I'm here to dork out about dungeons and design and horror on this week's episode of Dungeon Dorks. There's something that the first season of Stranger Things did that hasn't been able to be replicated since, by that show at least. And it felt like a lesson that was long forgotten, but that anyone involved in horror used to know. And it's one that I took to heart when it comes running a game full of tension and terror. I've mentioned before on this show how, oddly enough, gaming plays on our anxiety, especially RPG games. And I really think that's part of the allure for us. We get to experience that tension, that fear, but in an otherwise safe place. Sitting at a table down in your basement, fighting against the Demogorgon, isn't really that dangerous. But we get to do a little bit of self-insert and think about what would I do here? That happens a bit in any kind of story, and I think that's part of the reason that we are wired to enjoy story. Time and time again, psychologically, it's proven that we are gravitate towards stories. Anyone in marketing knows this. Next time you're doom scrolling and coming across reels or TikToks, pay attention to the ones that stop you. There's usually a story there. And because there's a story, there's tension. So many of them start with an absurd hook, and you have to stick around to see how it plays out. What's this have to do with Stranger Things and role-playing games? Stranger Things is a horror TV show. And I think that first season especially did some really cool things with horror. The monster was always in the background. If you think about it, you spent most of the time in that first season not knowing what's going on. And when they start talking about the Demogorgon, not the one in their D&D game, but the one in their real life, you start getting snippets of it. You start seeing signs of it. For many, many episodes, that continues. But you know what you don't see? You don't see the Demogorgon. I've gotten this feedback from many anxious people that when there actually is a crisis moment or something is going wrong, they operate very efficiently, and they don't feel anxious. It's almost like the rest of the time they're preparing for that moment, just waiting for the other foot to drop. But when things actually go wrong, meh, whatever. Take that and apply it to Hor and the Demogorgon. Not seeing it is terrifying. Not seeing any source of your fear, that is scary. Have you ever had a dream where you were being chased, but you couldn't see who was doing the chasing, and you didn't dare turn around? Or worse yet, you did and still didn't see anything, but you knew it was after you? Maybe that's just me, and this is a little too highly specific. But the point of all this is that what you can't see is often more terrifying than what you can. So, as we go into October and the spooky season, and folks start running their horror games, keep this in mind. See how long you can keep that terror away from them. Even just think about like your standard D&D game, fighting a skeleton. Not a big deal. If you just say you open the door and there's a skeleton in the room, it's roll initiative time. Let's go. No one's worried about a skeleton. But if an unseen skeleton stalks the party for a while, if from the other side of a door they just hear a repeating scratch, 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 that's the type of things that get them. So go ahead and rewatch that first season and see if you can spot what I mean. I don't remember what episode it was that we actually finally see the Demogorgon, but until that point, it was a terrifying thing. And in later seasons, you see it's like little baby doodahs and copies of it and whatever, and it starts to feel a little bit like fighting those skeletons in the room. We've seen it. We know what it's about. The horror of the unknown is now known. So good luck going into the scary season and running your games. And whatever you do, don't look behind you. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about anything I talked about here today or on any past episodes of Dungeon Dorks, go to crumblingkeep.com/question and ask away, or just check the link in the show notes.